Good afternoon, evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Adam Friedland Show podcast. It is May 10th, which is a little late. Is May 10th, is that a special day?
I think it's when Mexicans stop being hungover from May 5th.
Cinco de Mayo. Yeah,
I think that's it.
Is that a drinking holiday for them, or is that just, I feel like that just got co-opted by...
I think that's every day.
Yeah.
When you take the train home, it's just Mexican guys getting hammered after construction gigs.
When everyone takes the train home, or just you?
No, like whenever yesterday I'm on the train, I see like these Hispanic bros just passing out, like holding fucking beer cans.
Everybody talks about how awful the train is.
Yeah.
I don't really experience that because I feel like I take the train at normal commuter hours.
Yeah, yeah.
And you don't see any of that. And all the people that complain, they're like, oh, the train's filled with homeless people jacking off and there's shit everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you're riding the train at jacking off and shitting everywhere hours.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, maybe if you weren't a fucking degenerate and you like were at home with your family at 3 a.m.
Well, if I get on the train at 10 o'clock, there's like people openly shooting heroin at my stop now.
10 a.m.?
10 p.m.
Oh, okay.
But somebody told me, they go, that's how you know it's a safer stop.
What do you mean? Like, because safe now means the police aren't there.
They
depending on who you're talking to, safe means police are nowhere to be found. If you call them, they wouldn't show up.
You think that's safe?
That's how some people see the police as the...
No, I hate it. I had this thought, like, my fear is one of these junkies is going to stab me with a fucking heroin needle.
Uh-huh.
But then I realized they'd never waste heroin like that.
They don't really need to waste the heroin to stab you with the needle. But also, on top of that, you probably wouldn't even know.
If I got stabbed with a needle? Are you saying I'm so fat I wouldn't know?
No, they're hypodermic needles. So you wouldn't, like, you probably wouldn't even realize.
I would definitely feel that.
That's why it's like... You know, I feel like people are assassinated constantly.
Yeah.
I don't think heart attacks are even real. I think it's just somebody's...
I feel like we've both had heart attacks in our lives.
I know, but I think that was done to me by Stavros. I think Stavros...
And what caused his?
He shot me. He didn't have a heart attack.
No, I'm kidding.
That's what I'm saying. Why would I have a heart problem but not him?
Yeah.
It was part of... I said something he didn't like about Greece and fucking... And Big Grease. Big Grease tried
this
to shut
real
me down.
Cocaine versus mayonnaise fight you guys are having.
Cocaine versus mayonnaise.
Who's going to stop who first?
We should have, instead of the Adam Friedland show, that should have been the post-Cumtown show, is cocaine versus mayonnaise.
By the way,
I love the idea, too, that Stav is just at home eating mayonnaise. That he got that size from fucking mayonnaise.
Just drinking, even, like, mayonnaise
not
and
even
sodas.
Good meals. Yeah, just mayonnaise off a spatula. Out of the jar.
Just stress eating.
And he's like,
man,
that's my kryptonite. It's fucking jars of mayonnaise.
By the way, fucking Invasion of Rafa begins and Adam Friedland, nowhere to be seen.
Nowhere to be seen. But also welcome Lev Fair to the show.
Fair, yeah.
And this is crazy because I have like a Berenstain Bears thing with you because we met, I don't know, what, 10 years ago or something?
Yeah, a long time.
And I could have sworn for 6 months that you had a different name.
What did you think
that
it was?
That it was like a different name on shows. Something as dumb as your regular name.
You thought it was Lev Halkius?
Well, like Riv Rop. Maybe I was confusing you with Lil Rel. I think I was.
Very alike.
Now that I thought about, well, it's the same amount of letters. And
yeah, yeah. Blackness.
Yeah, I just, in my head, I would do that. Like, this is why I don't think I'm, racist. I have, like, my head will just sometimes, like, I don't want to remember things, and it'll do it with people where I'm like, it's the same. This is the same person.
I think you're like, I'm not racist. And then people are like, you know, Lev, you're like, Rel Flora?
Yeah, Lil Rel.
Lil Relfer.
Yeah, well, no, I remember I moved to Austin. And there was two female comedians, there was multiple female comedians, but Ruby Collins and Carrie Lendo.
Okay.
Who are both white women with brown hair.
Okay.
For 7 months. I was just like, that's the same person.
Yeah.
And I knew that couldn't be true. Like, I had heard both names, but even at 20 years old, 19 or whatever, I was like, these are interchangeable.
I mean, is there any chance they're both still doing comedy?
I think Ruby, no.
See, yeah,
think,
so yeah. what, I don't learn a female comic's name until she's on Netflix.
They were both funny. It's just Austin had a culture of it's just a lazy town.
Yeah.
You know, Austin was sort of spoiled, I would say, back then.
Yeah.
It was shocking. Like, if you had done comedy literally anywhere else and you went to Austin, it's like people with like 5-10 minutes that have like 2 TV credits, like half the scene.
Right.
You know, they would just get things. Austin would send somebody to I did New Faces.
Yeah.
And it was just because I was the Austin guy that year. It's not like I was a good comic.
I was they kind of gave me a wink and a nod this year.
Austin gave you a
JFL. The city of Austin gave you.
What do you mean they gave you a wink?
No, like I did the fucking.
You're either booked or you're not. That's not,
I did the audition, the first round.
Not a, this isn't like you're on shore leave in the 1940s.
They fucking.
Yeah. Oh well. Maybe I did
the audition.
Maybe I can get a date with this. Yeah.
The booker lady was totally into me.
Who's booking it now?
They have like a fucking panel of people who really know comedy.
Yeah, because it used to just be Jeff Singer.
Yeah, and then he did his funniest bit of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Yelling the N-word at a bar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pretty great. But I did the audition, had a hot set. The lady who was like watching came up to me the next day and was like, my boyfriend was talking about you all night. Mm-hmm. And you were his favorite. And obviously, we'd love to have you for the next round. And when you get to Montreal, do all this shit. She was giving me all that. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, shit, this might be the year. And then I was talking to Schultz about it at the fucking Cellar. I was like, yeah, I'm like trying to, you know, get this JFL thing. Literally 10 hours later, they're like, this is bankrupt.
Yeah. It's worthless. It doesn't do anything.
I know.
Yeah.
But you still want, like, if that's completely gone, you never got that fucking validator.
No, if I could go back and give comics advice 10 years ago, if I could step out of a time machine and they'd say, like, what can I do to get, you know, like a TV spot? I would just say, buy Bitcoin. Just that's it. That's
listen here, Ruby.
There's no other, that's the best advice you could give anybody, but probably still now.
Probably,
it's funny how that's always been a thing where if you're an idiot and you look at Bitcoin, you're like, I should have bought it.
Yeah.
And then, but that'll continue for the rest of your life. It's going to be worth, a single Bitcoin is going to be worth $80 billion when I'm like 50 and I'm going to be like, fuck.
Yeah. I had a friend.
Back when it was a billion.
I had a friend in high school who he was like the nerdy kid. He invested all of his time and money into building computers that could mine like Bitcoin, essentially. Mm-hmm. And when nobody knew what the fuck that was. We were all just like, even 4chan kids, we didn't know. Mm-hmm. He's probably like owns a fucking island somewhere right now, just being a pedophile.
I guess what I would like to see is how many people have actually cashed out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm always living in debt. I'll never have the.
There's also just like the like, there's got to be multiple people that are living awful, just terrible middle class lives that have a USB drive somewhere, fucking somewhere, that is just like they haven't slept in 10 years.
Yeah.
Every time it goes up, they breathe a sigh of relief when it crashes. But then every time it goes up, they're just like fucking vomiting. It's like it's just something that they had like back in college.
Yeah.
They graduated.
I thought you were going to say that have like a USB drive that's like lost somewhere.
That's what I mean. It's lost somewhere.
Yeah,
I don't mean they have a USB drive filled with child pornography.
Yeah, she's like, he's like, where is it? She's like, I flushed it. They were gonna find it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
We needed that USB drive.
But instead of a girlfriend, it's just you. It's your fault. It's because you're absent-minded and disorganized. And then this very like basic thing is the reason your life sucks, dick.
You
had a fucking get out of jail free card, and you just misplaced it.
You're speaking directly to me right now.
Oh, you did.
I played poker till 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
Online, just losing money.
Well, it's funny. I was just talking to Pete about that because it was supposed to, we were scrambling to get the, we have to get the episode out this week.
Yeah.
Jordan Jensen, I think she's sort of the go-to.
Yeah.
I say, hey, can you do the podcast? Mike Racine's going to Europe.
Okay.
Which, I don't know why he just doesn't say Italy. Like we're supposed to pretend he's going somewhere else.
He's doing fake dates.
Oh, I'm going to Europe. No, you're going to go overdose on fucking pasta.
He's doing smoke screen dates.
Too much fish somewhere. Yeah.
It's like a MF Doom sent like fake. He's got like fake Mike Racine's out there. Like
he's going to hear that and get mad. He's probably not going to Europe or Italy.
You think it's easy to talk about autism in London?
Let's put it this way. If Mike Racine posts anything trying to demonstrate that he's anywhere but Italy, it's all lies. He's doing it just to make me look like a liar. But I know Mike. Usually I have Jordan
yeah.
come by, and then Jordan agreed to do it and then texted me very early this morning that she miscalculated her time. She has to fly somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Not Italy, but she had to fly somewhere. So she
you
could
send her to Tail Microscene.
So I asked you yeah. at 7 a.m., and then you tell me, yes, I'm still up from the night before. I can come do it now at 7 a.m., or I can sleep and we can do it later.
Yeah.
To which I said, please go sleep.
And I said, three alarms. I'm like, because I always miss podcasts. I miss like Shane's pod twice. Mm-hmm. I'll just be sleeping till 6 p.m.
Yeah.
And I'll answer the text 8 hours later and be like, you still doing it?
But I was talking with Pete about this. Why are you going? He said, this is a regular. Sorry, Pete, for doxing you, by the way. But I don't think it matters. No. I don't think people. It's. I think we're post. Interest level in the show being like, oh, a name, let's research everything about that let's fucking get their social security number so we know more about the lore of yeah. who Pete is, and you know, like what kind of mayonnaise is Pete like. You know, it's not we're not at that level anymore. But the why do you do that? Why do you go to bed at 8 a.m
I don't know. I just
It seems like it's a stupid comedian thing.
It's when I stop
it
eating.
It seems like it's a very stupid, like, wow, you know, I got my spots all night. Like, yeah. You're an ER doctor.
That's how I justify it.
Don't. What is the latest spot you could possibly have?
I got a 1:15 tonight.
So go to bed at 2:15.
That's crazy. By the time I get home, it'll be like 2:30 or 3.
No.
It'll be at least 2:30.
Where do you live? Don't you live in...
In Midtown, yeah.
Yeah, you live in Midtown. So you live fucking a 10-minute walk from the comedy
club. You think I'm walking it?
So even a 5-minute cab. You're off stage. If it's a 1:15, you're off stage at 1:30. Go yeah. home, brush your teeth, and go to sleep.
First of all, I don't brush my teeth before bed.
Then go to bed even earlier. That was a trick. That was a trick to get you to admit that you could be in bed even earlier.
No, but by the time you like unwind, by the time you dewire from the
shows.
Use
one of your Mandu wipes to remove, use your body wipes. You get home, you take a quick body wipe shower.
You can fall asleep an hour after a set.
Yeah.
That's psychotic to me.
Yeah, I can fall asleep whenever I want.
I need to smoke a cigarette. I need to fucking relax.
What I can't do is stay asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But my least favorite feeling.
I've slept in between shows on the road.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes, because I'll go say hi to people. Yeah. Usually there's not a lot of time.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I've had some nights where it's like,
I'm wired after yeah. sets. I'm fucking, but I hate when you go to sleep at night and you wake up like in the middle of the night and it's still dark out. I fucking hate that feeling. It makes me feel like I'm like completely alone in the world.
What do you mean?
Like you go to bed. You wake up, you know, you wake up to piss or something. It's still pitch black outside.
Yeah.
I don't know why. That just like gives my brain like an awful feeling. I hate it.
So you mean if you go to bed at like
2.
At 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And you wake up at 3 a.m. and it's dark out.
Or like 4 or 5. That'll keep me up. I think I'm scared of the dark.
Oh, really?
I think that might be what it
That's
is.
That's interesting because my entire life, nothing has been more depressing to me than seeing the sun come up and I haven't gone to bed yet.
Oh, I love it. It's comforting to me. I see the sun come up and I'm like, ah, fuck
it. No, that really, that makes me feel like a piece of just an absolute
When I see the
shit.
Sun come up, I'm like, thank God no nuns are prowling around my bedroom at night.
No,
I've been watching the nun movies.
Oh, those are good.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. I can't tell if I rewatched The Conjuring or I saw it for the first time.
It's a banger of a movie.
Yeah, it's good.
It's a banger. They're like all, they're all Burger King. They're yeah. all like just fucking fun.
That's a, I mean, I'm not going to go after you for that. But
No, what's that your take on Burger King, Nick?
That's insane.
You don't that like is, Burger King?
No, but just like having, what is it called? Like synesthesia, where you like, people can like hear colors.
Yeah.
To be so fat, you watch The Conjuring and you're like, oh, this is like Burger King.
I'm making a fucking like example. I'm saying it's like comforting, it's garbage,
but, yeah,
but
it doesn't like... Like
I'm not saying I hear lettuce.
As opposed to The Exorcist, which is McDonald's, obviously. It's,
you're just a movie reviewer that...
Well, I know, but I mean, it's just, that's insane. That's an insane...
It's not that crazy. I mean, people got it at home. They know what I mean.
Level of fat to be, I guess. Yeah. I mean,
I'm just saying, no, it's like junk food that's comforting. Yeah, it's like easy, you know.
Look, I've already destroyed one friendship by going too hard.
I love
everybody
that.
Everybody can live their life however they choose.
I love that story you told. Me and you did like a duo set at the Stand one night. And yeah. I remember this was like right after the pandemic.
Oh, that was so funny. Yeah, there was pictures of that show and you were like, I look so fat. And I was like, I look like Brack's dad. I'm just like, I am like a miniature person.
But I remember it hadn't hit me like how fat I'd gotten from the pandemic. Like I hadn't accepted it. And then I was looking at the photos like, somebody's camera's fucked up. Like, there's no way this is like what I look. And I was literally genuinely asking, like, is this really what I look like to the world? Yeah. And you were like, you got a real kick out of it. And you were like, yes. And Bonnie was like, no, you're not that fat. It's okay. And
well, it's a picture. You know what I mean? It's like,
this. I bet your fucking cameras are going to make me look fat here, too.
Actually, these are surprisingly, like, what's that? Yeah, they're slimming, and they're also, like, they make you feel kind of, like, proportional. I don't know, because I'm on the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
I take pictures with people.
Well, you're
even
starting
people,
to come over to our
even
side, dude.
Even people I think I'm the same size as.
Yeah.
I like take pictures of, like, I'll talk to them and we're seeing eye to eye, and then I take a picture and it's like, what am I like? it doesn't even look like a child or a short person. It looks like somebody outlined me with like the lasso tool and then just like
cropped you in.
Yeah, that's just,
it's like you like, and the Rock.
This weird, like they had to edit like a billboard or something.
It was like flat Stanley.
Like the billboard went up and they're like, oh fuck, we forgot to add.
Yeah.
The doctor.
How tall are you?
I'm 5.
Is this public knowledge? I don't want to blow up your spot.
Well, because here's the problem I have. Because I am short, right? So I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a fuck what my height is. I'm not, like, measuring myself at home. The only reference I have to what height I am is in when I go get a physical, which now has been close to a decade.
Yeah.
They measure you and they tell you what height you are.
Yeah.
If I stand up completely straight, I am over, I'm 5'8".
That's not that bad.
It's not that bad. Yeah. But I also walk around slouching all the time and I'm never fucking...
Yeah,
you know.
So you're 5'8 and a quarter.
Well, the problem is because if I say I'm 5'8, you get a bunch of people, men in between 5'7 and 5'10, they get very angry.
Yeah,
because that is like a war zone height territory. No, I mean it. They all just
what's
like
your shoe size?
A 9.5 or 10, depending on the.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I got small hands too.
Are we just doing a physical for you?
Well,
right
I mean,
now?
Look, put your hand up to mine. Well, I guess your hands are kind of small.
They're kind of small, too. Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I have, like, a... I feel like I have, like, a... Maybe it's dysmorphia. I don't think it's dysmorphia, because people tell me I have dysmorphia.
Yeah.
But then I'm also fat, and I'm like, what do I...
I don't think you're fat, but I love that you're slowly creeping over.
I don't know.
But you're going to, like, snap and, like, do a disciplined thing. And
I've been fatter than this.
Yeah.
I think it was when I was 27, I told you, I got up to 195.
Yeah.
So it's 20 pounds heavier. It's about 25 pounds heavier than I am now.
I've never been that light in my adult life.
195?
195. That'd be like, if I could get down to 250, it'd be like a dream.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah. Well, dear God, please don't ever let that happen to me.
I remember I was... dear God.
Dear sweet Lord Jesus, please allow me to remain... A tiny cartoon guy.
Nick is the worst person to do stand up in front of when you're fat, because you'll just see him like on the side of the stage, like in the wings.
Look how fat he is.
I remember like one time.
I got a kick. I was at the Stand the other night. Zach Amico having to sit down for a 4-minute set. They had to bring a special chair on stage.
It's called a wheelchair, Nick.
No, it's not even a wheelchair.
No. But I
can
remember...
you imagine him in a wheelchair? Just an immediate blowout. What's that? What's the John Travolta movie? Blowout. What's the premise of it?
I haven't seen that one.
You haven't seen it. Anyways, real quick.
I'm a face-off
today's
man.
Episode is brought to you by Lucy. Lucy. Okay, let me get the stuff from right. It's behind you. I'm going to grab it real quick.
Okay.
Have you heard of Lucy?
No.
Okay.
Refresh my memory.
So it's Lucy is a product they make. They got three products. There's a gum. There's pouches.
Okay.
There's nicotine.
Nice.
Yeah. Flavored nicotine pouches. They're tobacco free. And then what makes them different is they get a product called Breakers. And Breakers are the pouches, but then they've got like a little like crushable kind of ball or something in there, so you can break it with your teeth, and then it releases
like a Camel
more.
Crush.
Basically, I don't know. They don't say, they do not have anything in the copy that says don't say Camel Crush, but that's the most. It's basically the like, what do you call it? Tobacco pouch version of a.
It's like blue paint and like.
I'll just
money.
I'll look behind the. Last time we did this, it looked as if somebody had removed all of them from the studio. So I don't know if we still have them, but give me 1 second.
Pete, do you know if we still have any? There was one left in there, and then that was gone. We had one that was purposely left for ad reads, and that's been gone. So, unless somebody put it back.
Well, I wish I had checked beforehand, but no. The Lucy's, this is how good Lucy is. They've all been taken from our studio by... You know who? Who is he's brought home probably to impress his cool friends?
Yeah,
he's probably like, look what I have, look at all my cool tobacco product or not nicotine products I have in my house. Okay, so they got pouches, breakers, or gums. You can choose your strength: 2 milligrams to 12 milligrams. 2 milligrams is suitable for someone who just uses nicotine infrequently. 4 to 8 is more likely to satisfy you if you have an everyday nicotine routine. And 12 might be for you if you've been underwhelmed by the effects of other nicotine pouches. So you can choose your flavor: mint, apple ice, espresso, mango, or more. And you can save yourself from the weekly gas station stop and sign up for a monthly subscription. That's the cool thing about this, is it's like Netflix. Right?
It's like Netflix.
It's like Netflix.
It's like Nexium.
Look, man, unlike you, I'm winding down. This is late in the day for me.
I woke up early for this.
And I think about all the stupid workout I have to do because my phone's bullying me into, I gotta turn things around, man.
You should sue Lucy.
I don't have much time left. I think about it all the time. I brought it up on another show, but I did a podcast with Lewis once, and he was like, what my age is now. I'm 35. I'll be 36 soon. And Lewis said, I feel like I have one hot left in me. And he was in the process of losing a bunch of weight.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, I hope I don't ever get to that point where I'm like, I can only not be a fat piece of shit one last time. But I feel
he's
like
he's single now. He's got to fucking get it back in gear.
I know. I was there. Yeah. I was there after his. I don't know. I feel bad kind of throwing him under the bus, but because he is newly. It was like his relationship just ended.
Yeah. Well, they've been. Now I'm the one fucking.
But just
divulging.
Him asking that woman about the tacos like 9 fucking times.
Yeah. Hot female comic, and he kept looking
she's
over.
She's having tacos, and he's just like, "So, what is you got the tacos? What is it, like 3 of them?" He's like, "Oh, that's cool, yeah, definitely." And so, so are they different? Or
oh, you got all the same? That's
and
fucking
she could
right
not
on.
Be less interested. She's dude. Like, "Yeah, there's 3 tacos."
Here's what a piece of shit Lewis
there's
is.
There's just no other table for her to sit at because there's a guy worse than Lewis. There's a guy. There's an open mic version of Lewis at the other table. He's like, "Oh, tacos!" He just can't escape it.
Here's what a fucking piece of shit he is that mm-hmm. plays the game. He walks up to a female comic.
Sorry, real quick. So we got the pouches. Sorry, but I just got to get through this. The pouches. The capsule contains liquid flavors, saturates the pouch, roars, and you just break it with your teeth, get it saturated, and boom. Look, these are great. They work well. It helps you concentrate. They're the best nicotine pouches that their customers have found. I mean, I've had experience with them. They also sent me very nice merch, which I don't know if that's for sale to the general public, but I love my Lucy crew neck that I wear. And they also sent me a nice note that recognized my appreciation for the
your achievements Robert, in nicotine.
No, my Robert Caro interest in Robert Caro's LBJ biographies. And they sent me a note with LBJ's helicopter on it.
But there's never been a bigger reason to not support a company than that sentence you just said.
What, because of me? Because they took notice of something I like? I don't care, dude.
I'm in a big lawsuit with Lucy.
Are you?
They stole the name from my mom's pussy.
Your mom had a different name for her pussy than her?
It was a Lucy.
Oh, a loose. Yeah. Oh, gotcha, yeah. gotcha. Okay, so let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. So go to lucy.co/TAFS and use promo code TAFS to get 20% off your first order. Lucy offers free shipping and has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That's lucy.co and use TAFS to get 20% off and always free shipping. So, and here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Yep, that's it. That's good on that for that one.
Anyway, so Lewis walks up to this, this like
get his ass
young female comic, and you just see like the wheels, the gears spinning, and he goes like, "Yo, I'm like sorry, like for like disrespecting your art. Like I just never knew you were so good at this."
Oh my god!
Like right, like what fucking 3-year comic is that gonna fall for that hook, line, and sinker? He just fucking hits DeRosa's playbook on all of them.
That is down bad. That's down bad. We gotta.
She's about to be on Skankfest.
Oh, really?
I'm sure.
Yeah. But that's not really, I mean.
Yeah.
You know, anyone can get on Skanks Fest.
Yeah.
Can't they?
I think you got to get it, like, approved by a panel of judges.
I think you just have to, like, smoke enough. Like, you have to hit the giant bong. There's a bong contest.
You show Kratom receipts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You say, you do Kratom, right?
I do.
What I don't know what the fuck Kratom is or does.
That's kind of a secret. I've been keeping that a secret. No, it's not. It's not really a secret. I do sometimes. I'll do like I'll take a handful of them before shows.
And what does it do?
It's like mild. It's like the world's shittiest like fucking Percocet. Basically, okay. It takes the edge off a little bit in a way that like. And I had to quit drinking again. I stopped drinking for like 9 years, and then I started again. Really, when I started like. Because it's funny, I think about it, and it's like, oh, well, I've technically been doing stand-up for close to 20 years.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the last decade, I was barely doing it. And, you know, like, since... Because Cometown was ending. I didn't know what the fuck else to do. It's right. It's not like I can go get a job. I was like, oh, I guess I'll just try to extract as much money as I can out of this dying audience.
The idea of you getting, like, a normal job is the funniest thing.
Yeah, well, I was like...
this backlog of... I mean, this catalog that you have.
I think you can now. I think we're post... Now that, like... I don't think... After... I think, like, the Israel thing kind of put a stop to...
Yeah.
Like, it's... Now that's done.
Yeah.
Right? It's like,
you think it was Israel that took, like, PC out?
I don't know if it took PC out, but things are in such like a contradiction now.
Yeah.
Like it's the thing that has broken sort of like where the lines fall in all this culture war stuff. Because I thought it would last forever. When COVID happened, like COVID kind of like broke my mind where I'm like, oh, I just got to not participate in any of this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you had Trump in office and then the vaccines were coming out and he's like, they're great. I love them. I want to have sex with them. And fucking, you know, I mean, I don't even roll this story out. Everybody's familiar with it.
Yeah.
You have like Democrats and fucking.
And the other ones.
You know, like people on Twitter that are like the big lib accounts being like, I'm not taking that fucking vaccine. And then as soon as Biden's in office, it's like, well, if you don't take the vaccine, you're a fascist or whatever. And
you didn't get vaxxed, right?
Yeah, but I mean, I didn't.
Yeah,
but there's a lot of things I don't do.
I think we're
I don't
the
brush
only
my teeth either. So, but the thing with that, it's like, and this has nothing to do with the vaccine. It was just very much that it's like, okay, so now chips seem to just be falling wherever they may.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, but now with this one, it's not. I mean, you kind of see them trying to do it, but. It's like it's this polarizing issue, and now it feels like it's breaking up. There's like a realigning happening where, I don't think.
I don't think
people are
going to
get canceled anymore. And I'm not very good at like, thinking, but B, definitely articulating whatever thought I have is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think there's going to be the wherewithal for. I don't, because it's like, what have I done? Fucking Indian accents? You know, like, no, but who's going to fucking, like, whip up a shitstorm to get me fired from whatever job? I don't even know. I don't know.
Just the idea of you working at a Staples.
I wouldn't
while
work,
your manager's
I
in the
work
back
at
office
a Staples.
Listening to you
I'd
doing
try
Chinese
to get a
voice.
Job for one of these fucking, or do startups still exist?
I'd be like, look, I know. Fucked too.
I'd be like, look, I know everything about podcasting. Hire me as a consultant. And then I would just take their money. I would continue grifting.
Yeah, yeah,
just not from a beloved audience anymore. I'd figure out a way to do it from investors. But I would take you know, a couple of kratoms, because the thing is, it's nice about it is it does take the edge off before going on stage, but in a way where it's not like it doesn't like slow me down.
Yeah.
And like drinking does. Like if I would get drunk before show, I'm like, I just do shittier. You think you do better.
I hate drinking before a set.
Yeah, because like it's very hard not to see the, and maybe it's because I like spent a long time like just as a feature act or something, but it's very hard not to see the entire process of stand up as something that's kind of like confrontational.
Yeah,
you know, and because like the reality is for the majority of people, they paid money because they want to go laugh and stuff.
Right, right.
And you want them to laugh, and you want everyone to have a good time.
Yeah,
and like, you know, it's like, but just to get in that mindset of like, okay, well, if you can really appreciate that, then there should not be any pressure.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there shouldn't be, like, anything to, like, worry about.
Oh, you mean for you? Like,
for
as
me.
A performer? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for me. But it is always like, oh, well, these people want to see you fail, and, you know.
I just hate, like, dude, you know that, like, if I've had a couple drinks and I'm, like, talking to somebody in the crowd or something like that, I just feel the fucking gears going so slow. Mm. And, like where I would have a line sober, I'll just be like, yeah, anyway. And I'll just blame them and be like, you're fucking boring. It's like I'm just a hammered guy on stage.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah,
you gotta
I can't
be sharp.
I can't do crowd work at all.
No?
No.
I feel like, don't you put out clips?
Kyla might. They might be recorded, and then, but I have to like just check out all that shit. Also.
Yeah, yeah. I hate all that shit.
Yeah. Also, I will be at, I think it's sold out now. There's not an opportunity to add shows, but I will be at Helium in Philadelphia next week. There's tickets left for the, I think there's like maybe about 10 tickets left for the Thursday night late show. And then, yeah, so come out to that. That'll be fun. That's a fun club to do. I don't know. I hate getting in the weeds with stand up.
Yeah,
stuff.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watching any good movies lately?
Huh?
You see any good movies?
The Conjuring.
Everything comes back to The Conjuring.
Yeah, and then I watched something else. I saw Civil War. I watched that.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I did.
Yeah.
And then I feel like I successfully avoided a lot of the it seems to be, I feel like that movie, without having really looked into much of the, what's it called, discourse.
Yeah.
It seems like something like that is like a movie called Civil War right now is doomed from the start.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like you're gonna get just people online that are like, well, you better not get it wrong. You know, like you better think the Civil War looks exactly like it does in my head.
Right, right.
As someone whose entire value, personal like self-worth is tied up in this idea that I spend all day long diagnosing societal problems on Twitter. And then I have no real actual, I can't do anything else.
What are the two sides in the movie?
It's like Texas and California have teamed up against the United States, but it's not really clear. And it's like, that's not really the point of the movie to make any kind of like clear political point. It's just like, it's supposed to be how it feels as an artist to be in a world where there is, it feels like there's a civil war. There's all this contention. There's these two sides, and you're simply just a voyeur. And like, what does that feel like? And how do you represent that with images? And that's all the movie is. I feel like it reminded me a lot of like, I feel like if John Carpenter had directed it and scored it, nobody would be complaining about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It feels a lot like Escape from New York to me.
I just watched, he did The Thing, right?
He did.
Yeah, I just watched that for the first time. It was fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
I hate sci-fi. I've been putting off all those, and I just watched that. And what's an Alien for the first time?
Oh, the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good movie, too.
Good movies. Alien 2 I did not like, but...
Now, they got another one coming out.
Oh, really?
I think, right? Pete, is that right? Yeah, it's coming out this summer.
Is it about the migrants?
It's... Now, see, I like those. And that's the other thing. There's been like a, because I liked Prometheus and Covenant.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
they were fun. I enjoyed the backstory. It kind of like it's this whole thing. I love the idea that like, oh, there's a fucking weird muscle man race that made the alien.
Aaron Burr. Is the alien.
Exactly. Yeah. They were like fucking bodybuilders who made the alien and people.
Yeah.
And we have this shared kind of DNA. That's cool.
I like it too.
I think about all the movies I've seen and I'm like, oh shit, dude, that's what it did to me.
I got a big laugh during Prometheus. So I was like 13. We were watching the movie theater and my friend had this really hot sister.
Yeah.
And you know that scene where the fucking alien just goes down the dude's throat? Like, it just, like, he basically deep throats this alien. I was like, that's how I'm going to have your sister tonight.
Yeah.
Huge pop. That's
awesome. The entire theater laughing.
It was mostly me.
The entire movie theater.
Me and one other friend.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, no, that movie, like, and I don't know. When did Prometheus come out? Was it, Pete, do you know if it was Prometheus or Covenant that people shit on the most? It was Prometheus, right? Whichever one they shit on, I feel like it's just because it came out at the time of like, so it was like Interstellar and Gravity, and there was all of these sci-fi movies that came. There was like this obsession with like realism and technical accuracy in like 2013 to 2014. Yeah, and that was one of those movies where people are like, how could he take his helmet off? And it's like, it's a movie.
Shut the
fuck up.
It's you saying that in a theater?
Yeah.
kid behind you?
Just enjoy the movie for the fucking story.
The science. Okay,
got it. Yeah, and then there was all this stuff that came out that I thought sucked dick. Like Arrival. That movie fucking stunk.
I heard somebody talking about this movie the other day. Isn't it aliens pull up on Long Island?
Basically, the aliens show up and they have to figure out what the aliens' language is.
Yeah.
And the whole movie, it's like they got these like consultants that were like actual linguistics professors. And they're like, their language is time.
Yeah.
It's actually...
it's you as a podcast consultant.
They're like, isn't their language time? Yeah. Like, you know, and then there's all these articles that are like, you know, we checked it out. That's actually how the professors think about it. That would be real if that happened. But then the movie ends and it's like this gay love story that's fucking at the end. It's like fucking Jeremy Renner turns to Amy Adams and he's like, you know, the fucking sickest part about this wasn't meeting the aliens. It was actually meeting you.
Now she's gonna.
And that's the last line in the movie. It's just fucking.
Oh my god!
Some dumb shit. Anyway, I hate
it. She's like, we figured out their language and our love language, Jeremy.
Yeah, and then Interstellar, the same.
But really quick, I would love what it would actually look like if aliens pulled up to Long Island.
Yeah,
how the people there would react.
They would be beaten with 2x4s. Yeah.
Just the local Home Depot would just
drag behind the Harley Davidson. Just a trail of slime.
They're Jews.
Yeah, right. No, they got plenty of those there. Long Island's such a weird place.
Yeah.
It's like Jews and Italians and like they come together over like Billy Joel and like being bikers and then they love trad. They love Sandy Hook. They love 9/11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're saying Interstellar?
Yeah, Interstellar, which I don't think is a bad movie, but that is also, like, everyone was, like, sucking its dick because they got some fucking, like, professor from, like, USC or something who's, like, a cosmologist. Is that the word?
Cosmetologist.
Yeah, he went to cosmetic school, and he did everyone's makeup. No, but, like, Interstellar, they're like, oh, yeah, that's exactly what a black hole would look like. Yeah. I'm like, well... Yeah, but it's a black
hole. It's like
you're
actually watching Precious.
I could ask a fourth grader, hey, without even telling you what a black hole is, draw it. And it would look exactly like that.
Yeah.
Because it's a hole that's black.
Yeah.
It's right there in the fucking name. And everyone was like, oh my God. Because a couple years after that, there's this like shitty, blurry picture of a black hole.
Yeah,
like what you would think. And they're like, it looks just like the movie, dude. Christopher Nolan nailed it. Who would have
known? You hate these like sciencey.
I hate that shit, dude, because it's not the point of a movie.
My girlfriend
and it was. I remember. I feel like people like complained about it. Like people got it like all nitpicky.
Yeah.
In like the 90s, about like because there's a difference between plot holes and technical inaccuracies.
Yeah.
You know, and like people get obsessed with plot holes, and then they aired into traversing into the domain of technical inaccuracies, and technical inaccuracies are supposed to just be the suspension of disbelief
right,
because
right.
we're trying to get
we're
to the story here. Yeah, it doesn't like Matt, I don't care if none of, like, first of all, major plot hole in Interstellar, they're like, there's a bug that's eating plants, and so you have to create a wormhole in fucking space to go to another dimension.
Yeah.
To move all of humanity. No.
They just don't have any pesticide.
Just figure out, yeah, exactly. Figure out how to get, I'm sure the plant science would be easier to figure out than, you know, I don't know, like that's
reverse engineering.
And I know
travel.
They have an answer for that. Like you can go online, they're like, dummy, if you look, the astrophysicist who wrote a goddamn fucking encyclopedia of like how this movie is supposed to make sense explains it.
The scientist
here.
Who was Me Too to 96 explained it all, actually.
I didn't know that he raped, but yeah, sure.
My girlfriend's like, I think her favorite movie is Interstellar.
Yeah.
And every like when she watches it, she like has a full on breakdown, like sobbing profusely. Like
it's because Matthew McConaughey is like just like you can put him in anything.
Yeah.
You can put him in anything and it's gonna be like
you think she's crying because he's hot?
Not because he's hot. He's a good actor and he's like very good. Even though there's like he's very much doing Matthew McConaughey being sentimental. But it's like it
honestly,
works.
I'm just thinking of it. I got a little emotional.
Yeah, it works every time.
No, but the scene where he's like watching tapes from his kids and saying goodbye. My girlfriend was in the bedroom crying so loudly, like having a full. I like had to come in and turn the
it's
movie
like,
off.
It's like 2 p.m. and you're like, I'm trying to fucking sleep. I've got to be up at work.
Gotta be up
I
got to
be up for work at 5 p.m. Which work doesn't start until 11:30 p.m.
By the time I shit and shower.
And then I finish 2 hours later, but then I have to go to fucking McDonald's.
Felt like a little bit of a personal barb there.
I don't know.
They deliver now, Nick. Mm-hmm. It's just funny that...
That seems like it should be illegal.
McDonald's delivery.
Delivery McDonald's.
I remember you asked me, like, you were like, Lev, you need to lose weight. Like, let's go through your day. What do you do? I go, I wake up, I call the deli downstairs, and I have
call them.
Yeah, I have them deliver my usual lunch.
Oh, real quick, today's episode is also brought to you by Ridge Wallet, our friends at Ridge Wallet. Looking for the perfect Father's Day gift that's coming up. I know everyone's thinking about Mother's Day, but Father's Day just around the corner, so we're doing a big push. Ridge Wallet, they got a lot of stuff. I don't have it with me, but the Ridge backpack I have. I use the Ridge backpack they sent to me. I've had it for years. I don't think there's nothing you need to bring. We don't have anything current from them. They sent us stuff. I've been using their wallet for years. I feel weird showing. Oh yeah, there's the backpack.
It'd be funny if it was just like a huge wallet.
Yeah, that would be cool. That would be cool. I would love to. Oh, don't steal that. Anybody listening, you got to make that, dude. You got to make a big Velcro.
Just two plates with a
big
rubber
band. Yeah, like a Quicksilver style wallet.
I know people like their stuff.
Yeah, no, they're great. And they got luggage now, which I have shitty luggage. I've been wanting to replace, but the problem is I built out a closet in my apartment specifically to fit my carry-on.
Yeah.
And now if I got something that isn't to those exact dimensions, I'd feel like a real fucking asshole. So I'll try it out and then gift it to my dad for Father's Day. He can put all of his trinkets and stuff in the luggage.
Be a trinket guy.
I wish. But that's the thing that's annoying is old people aren't trinket people anymore.
Yeah.
Or maybe they are. Maybe I just don't have any more trinket people in my life. My grandparents, awesome.
Yeah.
They had just their whole. This was just nothing but trinkets. Yeah, like fake stuff. I loved that when I was a kid.
Nazi flags.
No, stuff that looked like it would be something, but it's not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to think like a cash register, but it's just made out of tin. And it's not, it's like a box. It's like a lunch box. It looks like a cash register.
That kind of stuff's fun.
Why do you even have this?
Like interrogating someone?
Yeah, why do you even, what the fuck? Why is that in your house? You know, shouldn't this place just be filled with medicine? Old people medicine.
That's what I keep it in.
Yeah. Ridge Wallet. They got a lot. The wallets are great. They got a lot of everyday carry stuff. I know that's like a subculture. These guys that they're like, check out my fucking knives and my keys.
There's not a smaller dickhead community in the world than the everyday carry.
Everyday carry.
On the description, they're all leaving out and my tiny cock.
Well, you think like you would think there would be more guns on there.
Yeah.
But there's often not a lot of guns. It's fucking my Barnes & Noble card, my fucking timepiece. I should go on there and just post
a blade to sharpen the Barnes & Noble card.
Because I do carry a lot of weird shit on me. I'm a trinket guy. I've got little rocks and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you have on you right now?
Nothing. I'm keeping it light today. But I do have, I have a green rock I carry around.
You carry a fucking rock? You literally carry kryptonite?
Yeah, yeah.
Who are you worried about?
Jade rock. I got, apparently this year Chinese is bad. Chinese zodiac is bad year.
Yeah.
So you're supposed to carry green rocks. Somebody sent me red underwear, and I don't like the way it feels on my penis, so I don't wear it, but I carry it with me.
I don't know why I pictured full lace.
Yeah, I'm wearing a thong. I'm wearing a red thong right now.
I'm wearing a red thong, and I have a jade.
So the god of China likes me. So the Chinese god.
Nick, we're going to send you the red thong.
That's got to be a crazy god.
The Chinese god?
Yeah. I think about it now. I have no idea what their like theistic religions are like.
Aren't they like kind of atheist-y?
I think most of them are like a Buddhist, or every Asian religion I've ever read about is like something basically similar to Buddhism.
Yeah.
Where it's like oh, the river and the mountain. It's like fucking like, yeah, but isn't there a guy who lives in the sky? They're like, no.
No.
No, it's just
he live over there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what they say. Yeah,
you don't live in the sky, jackass.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's a cool version of Chinese guy. You're doing like 90s Chinatown guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Watch salesman.
Yeah.
Fake watch salesman.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, asshole, why don't you come over here? I always loved that when I lived in Chinatown, because it's a very unique, it's New York Chinese guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Which a lot of people don't know.
Little mean.
There's a good example of it in the English dub of the movie Black Mask. You ever see that?
No.
The Jet Li movie?
No. I don't know how I missed that. I've seen like all the Jet Lis.
Romeo Must Die.
That's a classic.
Yeah.
The One.
The One is where it kind of, that was the end for Jet Li.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that was when he started speaking English, you were like, oh, this guy's weird.
You didn't like him like
when he was speaking Chinese, I couldn't tell. Yeah. When I saw him speaking English.
Is he even Chinese?
Yeah, he's Chinese.
Is he?
Yeah, what did you think he is? Italian?
I thought Mike Racine was visiting him.
Yeah, yeah, he's going to hang out with Jet Li.
Yeah. What a legend, Jet Li.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, how did we get to this? The Jet Li thing. What were we just talking about?
I don't know. Some other movie. Black Mask. Black Mask is cool.
I had a thing on this. I don't remember where we were, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Black Mask is cool because, like, the villain in the movie is some, like, Chinese John Lennon.
Really?
Yeah, he's, like, a Chinese guy with, like, fucking long hair and, like, cool sunglasses.
I like the Japs and Koreans are great at making a cool protagonist in a movie.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Korean kids dress cool as fuck.
They are cool.
Yeah. They're cool people.
Even though they have they have lesbian haircuts, all of them.
Yeah, yeah. They got lesbian haircuts and black outfits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to get a haircut, and I Googled cool lesbian haircuts. Because I thought about it. I wear these dumb pants now, and I feel like my personal style is going in sort of like a Missy Elliott direction.
I always say...
And I think it would be very funny to just start, like, just fucking culturally appropriating, like, hip-hop lesbian stuff. Like, just as me. Like, I'm me, but then I'm like, well, yo... You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just walking into like comedy clubs or playing music, like this shit doesn't bang in the club. Mm-hmm.
Just whatever, I'll just follow Sam J around, and every time, whatever the next day, if it's Monday, I observe Tuesday, I'm wearing the same clothes she had. Just immediate 24-hour turnaround. I'm dressed exactly the same. and then just do it all the time until it becomes a problem.
I always say your aesthetic.
And then be like, what are you talking about? Literally, what are you talking about?
Those are my shoes.
I'll lie about it the way Adam does. What are you even talking about? And then you present him with photographic evidence. And then he goes, it's one outfit.
This is a very personal.
You show him photographs of, you're like, no, it's a pattern of behavior. There's 15 outfits. And he's like, what are you even doing right now? I'm like, okay, but hold on. you said it wasn't true. Yeah. So I guess that's where it started. That was the original point.
Why do you push people away, Dick?
Me? I don't push anybody away. I don't think there's a single person I've ever pushed away.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think other people have bad behavior. I myself have bad behavior.
Yeah.
You know?
I always say your aesthetic is like cool pedophile.
You said, but what does that fucking mean? What does that mean? Who? Who's the cool?
You're like,
but who's the, what is the reference in your head? Because that would have to mean like, were you
I don't
molested
have a reference
by somebody that looks like this, who is cool? There's not like you don't say that, and people are like, oh yeah, no, he's just like the.
I said it the other night, people laughed.
He's like the because you said the word pedophile, and it's a comedy club.
Yeah.
Because people are, because they're just fucking apes down there,
yeah.
And they're programmed to just, you say like, what does this guy do for a living? Fuck kids? And people are like, ha ha ha, because comedy is dog
Don't
shit.
Don't lead in on me.
Because comedy is a bag of tricks.
Yeah.
That should be put out of its misery. I don't know if that's sort of a mixed metaphor. But.
You look like the kind of, you know, like if those YouTube pedophile hunts, like when they pull up on you, I feel like you wouldn't come off looking that bad.
You mean like To Catch a Predator?
Yeah, you'd have like a whole Pokemon collection with you.
Yeah.
Like it'd be kind
of. I'm like, well, brother, I always have a bag of condoms and Sprite Remix on me. You got nothing there.
Like the comments would be like, not for nothing. Mm-hmm. If he wasn't there to meet a kid, this guy would be pretty
I don't know
cool.
Why any of them just don't, like, as soon as they hand them the chat, be like, why don't you explain this? Be like, oh, I'm sorry, I can't read. Like, is that a problem? You can read it to me, but no, I've never learned how to read. Yeah. How did you get here tonight? I don't know. I don't know. I got no idea. But I know one thing, pal. I've never used a computer in my life. And I've never had sex either. In fact, I only jack off to the idea of fucking grandmas. So, so yeah, sounds like you got nothing on me, Mr. Chris Hansen. I would try to fuck Chris Hansen. I would just do the Uno.
Just try to really charm him once you're in the chair.
I'd be like, more like Chris Hansen. I'm like, look, I knew this was the only way I could meet you.
I sent all those pictures of my
Chris,
spread asshole.
Yeah, Chris, I knew what this was. And yes, I'll have a seat on your cock.
What?
If that's an option.
He's like, why don't you take a seat? He's like, why don't we grab lunch?
Yeah, listen, I came here, Chris, to pitch you on a show idea. It's me and you and we're dating. It's a reality show. It's called Pedophile Fiancé. Presumed innocent in a court of law. Listen, can I just go home? Can I just fucking go home now, please? That show is good. The best is always like on the show. I was always like, I don't know if it was the entire time or the later seasons when they were like, our decoy comes out to meet him in the kitchen. It's like, I don't know if that's necessary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't think you need a decoy child. You know, it's also, what does that do to me? Because the decoy is always 24 years old.
Right, right.
If I'm sitting at home and I'm like, oh, this girl's kind of hot. And then what? Then I have to feel bad about that? Because then what? And then what?
This is your...
What if that poor girl who was the 24-year-old decoy on To Catch a Predator.
Yeah.
How is she going to have a normal relationship now in her life?
Yeah.
When she, you know, gets involved with somebody and they're like, what do you do? And she's like, oh, I'm a pretend child that pedophiles want to fuck on TV.
She's like, hand me that pigtail wig.
So
I'll show
men
you.
That are attracted to me, they're attracted to me because they want to fuck children.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, well, it was nice meeting you.
I don't think that would deter a single man, honestly.
Yeah, it wouldn't. It's just Lewis. Being like, wow, that's awesome. So it's called To Catch a Predator? What's that about? Is it about predators or something? Wow, that's cool. So you got a hat? What's that? What is that, like a baseball hat?
It's a new podcast on gas.
Yeah. Wow, that's so funny. Hey, you want to do Skanks Fest? You want to do, like, your decoy Skanks Fest? We could do, like, the decoy show at Skanks Fest. Anyways, you want to come to Jamaica with me? You want to go on a drink? Damn, all my shit's dropping.
What is falling out of you? What is that?
Is that
a tape recorder?
My big, cool Big Bird pants aren't very good at holding stuff in the pockets. I put this on. I get this problem too, but this isn't new. This has been my whole life. You ever put your like dick away before you're done pissing?
No.
It happens all the time. Like, the piss that's left in my dick doesn't come out.
Yeah, yeah.
Until I put my dick in my pants.
No, it, yeah.
And then I continue to piss. Like, you know when you hold a straw, like, you do that move?
Yeah, yeah.
I guess that's kind of how it works. So I put my dick away, and then it, like, lets the rest of the dick piss go.
Your dick's just a prankster.
I guess. So I piss myself all the time.
Yeah.
Like, literally fucking all the time. And it's been a problem my entire life. Like,
I always accept. As an adult. I am a...
And with these pants in particular, like, today, and I get mad. I'm like fucking shaking. I'm like, make sure there's
jerking off to get
make
the piss
sure there's
out.
No more piss in there. And then, like, every fucking time, I don't know what it is with these pants, but yeah, I get out and it's just covered in piss, and it like clings to this, and there's droplets, and it's touching my legs, and I'm just fucking just soaking wet, and it's disgusting.
Yeah, that's not cool, pedophile at all. Just a guy covered in piss and in North Face pants.
But they are cool pants. But yeah,
they are cool pants.
That's why I got them in yellow. So no one knows. No one knows. I'm just out here, just pissing myself.
Did you get a brown pair?
Yeah. Well, I don't shit myself. Actually, I do. I feel like I'm. Do you ever like not change your underwear? Underwear that's like a light color.
I know.
And
a
like
guy.
2 days go by, and you're like, so what? I'm just shitting myself. I'm just shitting my pants.
I know a guy who's about 500 pounds.
Uh-huh.
He, I look at you like, I'm in. Yeah. He gets home, takes his underwear off after a day, just hangs them to dry,
mm-hmm.
and then he'll just wear them the next day. That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my life. Imagine how much sweat and skid marking goes into a 500 pounds man's fucking boxers, and then re-wearing those.
Leaves them to dry.
Leaves them to air dry.
Like his own, like...
Like on his neighbor's
like
window.
Like his own film photography in his crime scene
it's
apartment.
It's a red room.
Yeah. Just a serial killer's dark room.
I swear to
my
God.
My latest victim. Just hanging out the shitted up underwear.
That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Is that not insane?
That's disgusting.
That is... God damn.
But so it's got to be Zach Amico, right? I mean, who else could it be?
What is this?
It's got to be him.
What is this, a psychic show?
No, I mean, who else...
Put the candles out.
You can't say I know a 500 pound man that hangs up his underwear like a trophy. I mean, who else could it be?
It could be plenty of other 500
pounds. Like, oh, it's not. It's one of my buddies from college. No. No.
It is Zach, but he did.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. He said this on a podcast I did with him. I thought that was insane.
He didn't even tell you. You're just repeating someone else's podcast.
No, I was with him on the pod. He said that. I think about that once a day. Yeah. Every time I throw my boxers into the hamper on my girlfriend's
face.
Yeah,
I got a friend who's actually a gay conservative guy who he told me a story about, I don't know. I don't actually, I can't quote Tim. I'm not fast enough because it's after 5 p.m. and my brain is shut off.
It's very funny that we're meeting at the opposite frequencies of our day.
Mm-hmm.
I feel
no, I'm normal.
Yeah.
I have a normal day. Normal people are awake.
You're up at 7 a.m. sleeping in your studio.
I was up at 6 a.m. And I came in and I had some work I had to get done.
Yeah.
Which I did. I took care of. And I finished it. I thought it was going to take me hours.
He's just been walking around the studio pissing himself since 6 in the morning.
I did. I woke up. I finished my work by 9:05. Yeah. I thought it was going to take me until about 1. But, yeah, I got it done in relatively short order.
Yeah.
I was in the zone. What can I say? And then, yeah, I pissed myself. And then I went to Dunkin' Donuts.
Nice.
I walked to Macy's.
What'd you do there?
Nothing. I just walk around Macy's. I like the elevator there. If you guys, I know this is a New York podcast and this bothers people hearing about New York all the time, but the Macy's here has an old-timey wooden escalator.
I've heard about this.
Which I thought was from, I'm like, oh, this must be like the first escalator ever made.
Yeah.
But no, they just like made it, it's like a regular, they just made a regular escalator like fancy.
Yeah.
So it's not like an old-timey wooden.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, in my retarded brain, I thought like everything was made out of wood, like we all used to live in a big cuckoo clock. And they didn't have metal
That's
at the time of escalators.
Yeah.
I'm like, and the elevators were wooden, and there was a big water wheel that moved them up and down. I was fantasizing about that, but that's not the case.
So you walk all the way over to the mall just to ride their shitty elevator?
The Macy's, yeah. Just go see the escalator. I'm simple.
This is like an A24 film.
In what way?
just a guy who goes and visits his friend the elevator.
I didn't put it that way.
That's how you worded it. I go
I didn't
visit
say it was my friend. That's how I had nothing to do. I had time to kill. You said, "Oh, I'll be back awake at 4 p.m."
Yeah, you're like, "Good." So that's three escalator trips.
You said, "I'll set an alarm for 4 p.m." I'll set an alarm.
Yeah.
For 4 p.m.
I went to bed at 9.
Yeah.
I'm fucking here.
No.
I'm everything. This is like the master. I'm everything you want to be.
Is that your perception of of things?
No. Of your Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah. That's a good movie.
That's a great movie, yeah.
Yeah.
The whole ending is imagined.
What does that mean? It's like because they're trying to make you think something, but what you actually thinking ain't even be what you thinking.
You think my inner monologue is Cat Williams?
Yeah, basically. That's what that statement is. The ending is actually...
No, because...
It's imagined.
The ending...
And what about the ending of The Master? Not this time. We made it up.
No, it's because...
Ever
the ending,
see the movie The Master? That's just like season 20 of Beyond Belief. And what about the movie The Master?
The Master.
They don't even do... they don't even do the little like vignettes anymore. They just describe movies.
Yeah,
And then Jonathan Frakes tells you it's not real. And what about the one with Joaquin Phoenix and Philip Seymour Hoffman? Not this time.
We made it up.
We made that one up. We got you. You ever watch that show?
No.
Beyond Belief, Fact or Fiction?
Never heard of it.
Oh.
Never heard of it.
It's a masterpiece.
Can I tell you what the master ending now?
Sure.
He doesn't actually go and visit Philip Seymour Hoffman. Mm-hmm. It's a dream. But you know this.
I don't know that.
No?
No.
It's because he's in the movie theater at the end by himself. Mm-hmm. And just in the like frame where he falls asleep, right then a kid like is holding a phone for him. He's getting a call from Philip Seymour Hoffman. But that's the implication there being that's when he fell asleep. The rest is him dreaming that he goes and sees this guy again.
Yeah.
But he doesn't actually ever go see him.
Wow.
Who's the fucking fat idiot now?
I mean.
Pete.
You're still fat. It's not like knowing that about the master makes you not fat.
I don't know. We'll let the audience decide.
You could say, who's the idiot now? The fat part remains, regardless of, yeah.
I think people are blown away at home.
Yeah, probably. I guess I just don't really care. That final scene's great.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
I remembered where we met each other. We're working at the passenger pigeon service in Paris during the fucking some gay war.
Yeah.
We were gay. I remembered how we were gay with each other. We used to suck each other off at the passenger service.
Joaquin's just angrily confused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's in what? Joker 2 is coming out? Did you like the first one?
I enjoyed the first one in the theater.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if I actually rewatched it, but just remembering it at home a year later, I was like, I don't know if that I would enjoy a rewatch.
I hated that movie.
You hated it?
I hated it. And I watched it in a theater. And I don't know why. I was just, I very much was in this paranoia that the theater was going to get shot up.
But that's...
It was like my anxiety was...
Yeah, that's dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm back to fat, dumb idiot?
No. I remember going to see it was like right after the Aurora, Colorado shooting.
Yeah.
Going to see Batman with my girlfriend at the time. And she's like, well... I'm like scared, you know, and she's like clinging to me. It's like, first of all, nothing's going to happen.
You're like, also, don't worry, I took my meds.
Yeah, well, it's like, yeah, exactly. if the theater gets shot, it's like, then we're just going to die. I don't know, like, well, I can't do anything.
You're just in Joker makeup.
I can't do anything if a guy comes in punching people. Like, you're just going to have to get punched in the face. I don't know what to tell you. You know, she's like, well, can you? No, I can't.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't have, but what do you think? You really think, oh, there's been a second Joker. A second Joker has hit the theaters.
It's actually a great point. You're not going to really stop anything violent in a fucking theater.
No.
But theaters have that stigma of a shooting might happen.
Mm-hmm.
Them and schools.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel grateful that we grew up in a time where it didn't feel like school shootings were very popular. Like, they I was were. Never worried about that as a kid.
I wasn't worried about it either, but school shootings have been a thing since the 90s. Yeah,
but, like, it felt like they really caught on, you know? Like, now I think these kids, they're doing, like, they're putting, like, iron domes in classrooms now. Have you seen this shit?
They're not putting the iron dome in class.
Israel is sending iron domes into...
So what? There's, like, a missile that goes, like, kills a... What are you talking about?
No, they have these, like, it's, like, folds into the wall. Uh-huh. And then, basically, a teacher unfolds it, and it becomes, like, a room within a room. And it's, like, made of steel. She puts all the kids in there, and then she lights it on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. They're, like, they have, like, these little, like, shelters in rooms now. How crazy
is that? That iron dome thing is crazy.
Yeah. I knew a gal who gave some...
Do we all have that? No one's just shooting missiles at the other countries?
Well, Israel, the U.S. uses it as, like, a testing site for, like, our tech. So, like, they'll send the iron dome there and be like, well, they're going to get a lot of use out of it. We can analyze the data. We'll know how effective it is for us, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
They're, like, a beta tester for us. Yeah.
Interesting.
But... Yeah.
Well, nuke Israel, folks. I don't know. I mean, try it. Let's see how well the Iron Dome works.
Do you think we got the tech to fucking defend a nuke? I kind of feel like we do.
Do we?
I think so. I think the U.S. Because they say like the NSA is like 20 years ahead of modern tech, right?
Yeah, but that's the NSA. That's not like missile technology.
But just like imagine the fucking... Like I think all the like the UFOs and all the shit that's happening, like I think that's all just hyper advanced military.
I think it's
tech.
Both the United States and Russia have missiles now, like warheads now. That, what are they called? MIRVs? It's
he's a Jewish guy.
Yeah. It's a guy named MIRV. No,
they just fly a Jewish guy through
space.
They're
like multi... It's like multiple re-entry vehicle or something. But basically like... Because ballistic missiles...
That's what they call my dick.
They go up into space, you know, and then they come down so fucking fast. Yeah. You can't, like... They're hard to shoot down, but even if you could shoot them down, the new ones now, they'll just, like, send a bunch of different warheads over, like, a huge area.
I think they could shoot those down pretty easy now.
Yeah.
They just see now they have, like, scopes for rifles to shoot down drones because drones are so popular in war.
Yeah.
It's like an aimbot. It, like, fucking auto-locks and helps you, like, just... very easily shoot shit out of midair. They have like literal fucking hacks.
I think it's a matter of like if you have enough missiles, any system's going to be overwhelmed. Yeah, like that's what happened with when Iran, like they killed that guy in Syria, or they killed those IRGC guys, and then you know a couple weeks ago, and then Iran responded. And they sent a bunch of, like, you know, drones and missiles over.
Right.
And then it was like, oh, nothing got through. And it's like, well, nothing got through because you had, like, four different countries trying to intercept everything.
Right, right.
But then stuff did get through. Like, they did hit, like, you know, like an Air Force base. And it's like, if you know, even Iran, like, in that small example, it's like, imagine, you know,
apparently
a country like Russia
sub.
Launching, you know, every fucking nuke that they have at once. Yeah.
Apparently the nuclear sub is like the biggest, that's like the real winning game piece. Because it's like apparently impossible to find a fucking submarine underwater.
Yeah.
It's like so hard.
Yeah.
Just because of how vast the ocean is.
Right.
But I'm willing to bet that we have the tech to like, I would love to believe that the U.S. is, with all the trillions of dollars we spent on fucking defense, we could prevent a nuke from hitting.
Yeah, but everything kind of like switched to deterrence at some point. So like the reality of like nuclear war between like the United States and Russia is probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
It'll likely be India and Pakistan, I think.
Wow.
And then, you know, what that would smell like.
I was trying to not make
the I know. You can't help yourself. I mean...
Can you imagine if their smell got in the waterways?
Dude, if it was in the atmosphere? If it was in the fucking atmosphere? No, I'm sorry.
Are you though? That's good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it is funny. I wish it didn't make me laugh so much.
That's the funniest shit in the world. Is that,
I
like Indian people.
Cool. I love doing this. I love just pontificating, just sitting here being like, yeah, it's well, here's what Israel should do. Because you can. That's like the best part about being an American is just being like aggressively.
But
like,
why can't.
Just saying shit.
Yeah.
Just fucking. And now they're trying to take that away from us.
Who?
I don't know. The Jews or something.
Who's taking this from you?
The AIPAC. They're passing all kinds of laws now saying that if you pontificate.
That's, do you ever feel like
you're going to jail?
Do you, yeah. Like, because why? Like, this is such a bullshit like job slash art form, right? Mm-hmm. But not everyone can do it. Like, why should
everyone can do this?
Everyone can, but they won't. People won't watch.
They
it.
Won't.
Yeah.
But you know, do you? Because they're cowards. That's, I will say this. If you don't have a podcast, you're a coward.
I mean, print it.
Yeah, no, I mean, what are you afraid of? Oh, people might think I'm dumb. Yeah, get over yourself, pal.
I don't think it's that. I think they're worried about getting fired from their jobs.
No, it won't happen. That's the best part. That's the best part now, is because we're post-cancellation. People, first of all, no one's actually gotten, like, everyone's a millionaire now.
In
all
comedy,
people,
not the guy who said the N-word at his office.
He that's was, not podcasting. That's saying the N-word at your office.
No, that's what I'm saying, but that's why they can't
I'm
do it.
I'm not advocating for that. Don't say the N-word at your office.
If you don't say the N-word at your office, you're a coward.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, but I'm saying that's why those guys can't do this. They can't come on and call Indian people smelly or whatever because they're worried about losing their jobs.
No, that's not true.
What do you mean?
They're cowards, dude. They're fucking cowards. I think if you don't have a podcast, you should have to go. You mandatory 6 months in Gaza. That's a fucking, that's a law.
What?
That's a law I want passed.
Yeah.
Is that if you are too much of a fucking coward to have a podcast and shoot from the hip on these like contentious issues such as Israel and Palestine and whether or not Interstellar is gay, you should fucking have to go live in Gaza under Sharia law, by the way.
Yeah.
Which I know nothing about. It's a word I heard.
You don't think it's weird that all these like new liberals are like very hyper defensive of a religion that hates them?
Now, when you say new liberals, yeah, what does that mean? Trans?
It means
people?
I don't read.
Yeah. When you say new liberals, because the word liberals now isn't loaded enough, we'll add the word new to it. To imply they're even gay,
I'm trying
or something.
To
I don't know, like whatever. These people
that
are,
is actually
they're
it.
Even more. Yeah, if you thought they were trans before, wait until you see these anti-Israel protests.
Yeah,
because these are the most trans people we've seen yet. And if you sent them to Gaza, they would be. That's what I love. When conservatives do that, they're like, "Yeah, send these kids over there. They'll get killed in a minute." Which I think is good, by the way. Which I also think rules.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, my only problem with Sharia law is that it's brown people doing it instead of me. That's what I would... And all the things that I hear about them doing, that sounds fucking awesome.
I don't think conservatives want that, though. I don't think they... I don't think they want...
That's the whole premise of, like, send them to Gaza is, like, you just want violence enacted on these people. Which, you can just call the police. That seems to be the answer, is the cops will show up and beat all these kids up. So you already have it here.
I don't know. I feel like me and you see this very differently.
Wait, how do you see what?
Well, I for one, I don't think... I think I'm a little more trusting of police, maybe naively. But for two, I also think when people... I think there are idiots that say, like, send them there so they'll get killed. I think that's also, like, a wrong sentiment. Mm-hmm. But I think in general, it's like they're saying, like, you're backing a place that wouldn't be accepting of you, whereas, like...
Yeah, but that's... That, like, necessarily
that
assumes
point.
That, like... Advocating for like, you know, speaking up against something you find immoral is a transaction, right? Like, if I don't like black people could hate me. They do. Like, black people hate me. I'm not going to stand here and
black
be like, well, we should bring slavery back, right?
Yeah, yeah.
If slavery was still going on, I'd say, that's wrong. We shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
It wouldn't matter if black people were like, no, that guy looks like a cool pedophile and we want to beat him up. It's like, it's still, this thing is wrong on principle.
Yeah, yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
That's why I have no problem with people protesting. Like, you think something is wrong, you have the right.
Yeah, but
to...
it doesn't indicate any kind of, like, hypocrisy or contradiction that a gay person would protest in favor of Palestine.
No.
Just because it doesn't matter what they're doing, like, you can say, oh, well, you know.
I don't disagree
with you.
They
wouldn't
like
you.
I'm just saying, but there is, like, a nuance
there,
too.
That doesn't mean that a genocide should be happening.
Yes. As a Jew, I can't go.
Well,
on the
that is
of
that. Hold on, but
the G
that,
word.
That is the nuance. That's the nuance. The nuance isn't like, well, looks kind of like, you know, this. There's sort of a contradiction here. No, the nuance is that it's like you don't need those people to be, you know, like LGBTQ advocates.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. To not want to see people like, you know, blown up or children.
Yeah, I have no problem with people who are like, I mean, everybody should. Not want the loss of life on any side. Like, that's obviously...
This is also boring,
world.
And this is supposed to be a comedy podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we'll find...
But I will say those people deserve it.
Which ones?
Whichever you decide.
I don't know. I'd like to get back. There was just maybe a little too much stand-up talk for my taste, and too much. So I think we'll agree.
Yeah.
Nuke Israel, and that's sort of where we kind of we agree on.
You know, the first I'll say this to wrap this topic up, but when
I love Nuke Israel. I'm claiming that used to be belonged to everybody, but I'm not seeing anyone say Nuke Israel in all these protests. It's all of this fucking from the river to the sea stuff.
You don't like the subtlety?
Well, it's just like Nuke Israel hits so much. That's like the one of the best.
But aren't you just doing the same thing that you're accusing them of doing now?
What do you mean?
Like, you're saying, like, shouldn't we be against all death on all sides?
Well, I don't seriously mean Nuke Israel. That's not a serious statement.
I took that hook, line, and
it's
sinker.
Antagonistic and funny, and that's what I like about it.
I don't know. I took that at face value.
Yeah, right.
Well, I feel like that's where people are
hold
at.
Hold on now, Nick. Isn't there... wouldn't you say that that's a bit hypocritical to say... you want to nuke Israel.
You said it so deadpan, even through all of it. I was like, all right, maybe. I don't think you actually think we should nuke Israel, but I'm like, this guy might really hate Israel.
Yeah, I have a reserve affect. I piss myself. I'm a tiny guy. There's a lot of things about me that you should understand by now.
Yeah.
Everything is deadpan. I don't think, in my mind, I don't think I'm deadpan at all.
Yeah.
Like, I see, like, through my eyes, what I'm seeing is, like, fucking Roger Rabbit. I'm, like, fucking, like, wow, we should nuke Israel. That's how I imagine
I don't think
myself.
You come off that way to a lot of
people.
Of
course I don't. Yeah. I know. I see recordings of myself. I see how much of, like, just a weird kind of robotic I am. And trust me, that's not my intention, and I apologize. I imagine myself to be more like a Robin Williams type. So when I say nuke Israel, I'm doing it in the way the genie
would. We should
would.
Nuke Israel.
Yes, the genie in it doing his blackface voice. And like, oh, man, come over here. Let's all nuke
but you're
Israel.
You're actually like autistically deadpan staring and getting like angry in your voice.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a different affect, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Did you hear Cat Williams' pansexual joke?
No.
He goes, nowadays, you can like pots and pans and use a pansexual. That's a real bit from the act. Mm-hmm. At one point in the new special, he literally pulls down a PowerPoint projector,
mm-hmm.
and he starts playing that video of that blind kid playing football. You remember that old video? He's like a 10-year-old kid on a football team.
No.
He's fully blind. It's like a really old viral video, and he just watches the video on a stage in a theater.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you could be blind and play football, player.
That's awesome. I like Cat Williams.
I like Cat Williams, too, but I mean, you got to see the special. It's like a parody of stand-up.
Yeah. Do you not like Cat Williams?
I think he's great. He's a legend.
I feel like he deserves to, even if it stinks, I feel like he deserves at least one.
Just to do that?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. All right.
Fuck it.
I think it's pretty horrific, but
right,
what are you
going to
do?
So to the camera. Say this is Lev. This is Lev here, and I have a message to all the comedy clubs in New York City. Nuke Israel.
You gotta let this go.
No, just say, just to see what happens. Just see what they gotta have one guy.
I'll be at West Side Comedy.
The clubs have to have one guy that's the Nuke Israel guy.
That's Racine.
Oh, he's already in?
Yeah.
He already got in?
Racine has single-handedly taken on the Hamas issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're still booking him?
I don't think so.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. You gotta have one guy. Like, all of the comedy clubs need to have at least one guy, preferably a straight white man.
Just so we get the message out.
That is just not even, like, who goes way too far.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even, like, just blatantly anti-Semitic, Nuke Israel.
Yeah, yeah.
There needs to be one guy like that. And if we're seeing it, it could be you. It could be me. Maybe I'll do it.
You should do it.
Then I'll do it. I'll be the guy.
You're like, what? I'm being
I'll be at the Comedy Cellar this week selling my Nuke Israel shirts. Now, keep this in mind. I'm the only one that's allowed to do this. I'm playing that role. I get to be the guy.
You're like, what? I'm being Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, what?
I'm being anti-Semitic Roger Rabbit. There's got to at least be one.
Yeah.
Don't you think there should be one?
You know, it's funny. I was talking to when Israel...
And I don't mean like just booking a Muslim comic that's going to be like, damn, I love rap. I mean like fucking one guy that's just a hardcore Nazi that...
I think there are clubs that would defend people's like rights to have that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like just one guy.
The Cellar Pod, they had that guy on who got banned from the Creek for doing swastikas on his body. They had him on to, like, he was like, it's a
what
joke.
What do you mean doing swastikas he on
put
his body?
He did the act that was a human swastika. No, he taped, like, actual swastikas to his chest. Mm-hmm. And then he took his shirt off, so he's like.
When you say actual swastikas, though, you say that as if it's not just a shape.
What? I'm just telling you, he fucking put a swastika on his body, and then he took his shirt off. And then he got banned from the Creek. Mm. And then
it would be funny if that scene in American History X where he takes his shirt off, instead of just the one swastika tattoo, he was like covered in them like the Riddler. Like he just had them. And he's like, wow.
Riddle me this, Curb.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. No, I think I'm like kind of like a dickhead. I think people think I'm a conservative-ish person. Uh-huh.
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Who cares what anybody thinks?
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Well, I guess that. Thank you for joining us. God damn it.
Why do you keep dropping that?
Yeah, thank you. My stuff.
I feel like I pissed you off with these last 10 minutes.
No. That's what I mean. It's people have the wrong read on me.
Yeah.
It's fucking.
You're like, it was actually the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, and it's nothing that. It's like, I always thought it was a thing with like. People reading the old show wrong, where it's like, yeah. You know, like we would get into, you know, like fake arguments or whatever, you know, I don't know. It's just like a disposition. It was like the Three Stooges, basically.
Yeah.
But now it's like all the time. And then I meet people at shows, they're like, oh, I thought you were going to be mean to me. And I'm like, why would I be mean to you?
Yeah. I think.
But I say it like that. I'm like, why would I be mean to you?
Yeah.
And I think it's just. It's literally just I've done too much interacting over the phone, or it's like a screen thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So you get used to just not really emoting or using your face as much.
I will say this. Before I knew you, I kind of thought you were like an intimidating guy. And then when I met you, I think you are a real sweetheart of a person.
Well, I don't know if I'm a real sweetheart.
I think you are.
Oh, okay.
I think you're a sweetheart.
Well, I will be volunteering down at the Islamic Education Center.
I'm not saying you're like a
charitable
person.
They banned all the UN schools, so somebody's got to teach these kids. Somebody's got to tell these kids the truth.
Can I just tell you one Racine story real quick?
Oh, yeah.
He goes, right when the Israel thing was fresh and he was going hard on Twitter, mm-hmm. I remember, like, he was at the stand having dinner and I walked up. I was like, hey, man, how are you? And I was like, you're going off on fucking Twitter. And I was like, I don't want to bring it up and start a fight or whatever, though. And he's like, no, I can talk about it. Like, I'll be reasonable. As we're like having a conversation, like a friend of his comes over with a book on propaganda and he goes, hey, Mike, here's that book you asked me for. And he plops it down on him. He's like literally has like a book on like propaganda in Israel. Like he's like, no, I can be fair and talk about this right now. And then he's got like fucking media coming in the middle of the discussion. I just thought that was funny.
He had like a personal assistant that's bringing.
Yeah, him literally like really? a guy he works with just brought him a fucking propaganda
book. What
book
was it?
It just said propaganda in huge caps.
Like a cartoon?
I swear to God. It was like
said propaganda?
Ask him about it. It just said propaganda. Like, yeah. I just thought that was funny. But I guess not.
Yeah. Well, now I feel like fucking Racine snuck up and took that spot away from me. Because there is always room for one. I mean it. That's
why don't you do that though? You're kind of like an outside of the system guy. Why don't you just, if you have this vision, why don't you do it?
I'm more of like like an ideas guy. You know, like that's what I mean. Like you should buy Bitcoin. I'm not going to do it, but you should.
Yeah.
You know, like it would be a good idea. I never take my own advice. That's my problem. I got a lot of advice. I got a lot of good ideas, but I never take my own advice.
Yeah.
So if you're a young comic, I say go fucking hardcore. The swastika neck tattoo. And then just go down to the cellar and be like, look, is there anybody that looks like this that works here? And they're going to say like, well, I guess he's right. You know? I guess we don't even have one.
Why don't you come audition at the cellar?
What?
Why don't you come audition there?
Because I bomb.
Because
I'm a shitty comic. I'm just a bad comic. Yeah.
If you push past this fear, Nick.
Uh-huh.
It's a great place.
Well, I have to piss and not in my pants this time. So we're going to wrap this up. Thank you, Lev. You got anything you want to plug?
Yeah, I got Edmonton and Vancouver this month doing weekends there at the House of Comedies and a few more dates. Yonkers Comedy Club in June at the Cellar and the Stand, a bunch in New York. And please follow me on Instagram for the love of God, LEVFER on Instagram.
Well, I had a lot of fun. Thanks for coming.
I love you, buddy. Thanks for having me,
yep,
man.
Definitely. I'll see you around.